Biden and Hyundai. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In South Korea Sunday, President Biden highlighting Hyundai's announcement of a $10 billion investment in electric vehicles and related technologies in the U.S. Hyundai planning to spend over $5 billion to construct a factory in Georgia.
The new facility should be rolling out the latest electric vehicles and batteries to power them by 2025.
President Biden also saying that the U.S. is prepared for any provocation that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un might do due to his trip to Asia. Russian military attacking civilians in towns near Kyiv, Ukraine.
Most of the wreckage done came from low-flying Russian fighter jets. The ruins still evident. 90% of buildings in the center damaged or destroyed. Whole chunks of apartment blocks gouged away. It was mostly bloodthirsty carnage, according to an advisor to the town's mayor. There was no reason for this town to be bombed, he said. There were no strategic targets, no military here.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Borodyanka, Ukraine. Ukraine's deputy prime minister is saying Ukraine will fight for the return of all of their troops who had been taken prisoner by Russia after being holed up in a Mariupol steel mill for weeks. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, criticizing Russia during his address Saturday at West Point Military Academy's graduation ceremony.
Yet again, in Ukraine, we are learning the lesson that aggression left unanswered only emboldens the aggressor.
General Milley also warning the graduates about the increasing possibility of global war. A shooting in Goshen, Indiana Saturday afternoon, killing two people and wounding several others. One person is dead and eight others injured following a shooting at a hookah lounge near San Bernardino, California, late Friday night. Comedian Pete Davidson leaving Saturday Night Live after 8 years. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Three U.S. Air Force cadets will not be commissioned as officers after refusing the COVID vaccine.
The cadets will, however, graduate with bachelor's degrees. Now, a fourth cadet who had refused the vaccine until about a week ago has been vaccinated and will become an Air Force officer. The Air Force is the only military academy so far where cadets are not being commissioned due to vaccine refusal. More than 1,000 Army cadets at West Point graduated and were commissioned Saturday. All of them were vaccinated. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Georgia's current governor, Brian Kemp, continuing to hold a significant lead in the state's Republican gubernatorial primary polls.
We saw the governor campaigning with Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on Monday. He's going to be out on the stump with former Vice President Mike Pence. They're going to be holding an event in the Atlanta suburbs. Kemp continues to face repeated attacks from former President Trump, though. The MAGA crowd furious with Kemp after Georgia went blue back in 2020. But the governor tells us after primary day, he believes the party will unite, especially if he is the nominee. But now Kemp is also facing a challenge from former Senator David Perdue. He is trailing in the polls and in fundraising, but he is hoping that the MAGA crowd will come out in this final stretch of the campaign. We also saw Perdue campaign with former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Perdue also continues to hammer Kemp over 2020.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Athens, Georgia. The winner of the Republican primary will compete against Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams in November. A rare discovery last year of an ancient skull will be turned over to Native American leaders.
A pair of kayakers found the skull last summer and turned it over to the local county sheriff. It wound up in the hands of the FBI, which determined it came from a young man who lived between 5500 and 6000 BC. The sheriff posted photos online Wednesday and drew criticism from Native Americans who said that was offensive. Now the skull will be turned over to officials of the Sioux tribe. Roger Stern, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.